Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. Okay, so today we're going to hear again from our staff educator, Lori Lambertson.
Hi, I'm the Teacher Institute math enthusiast.
And she's going to tell us how we can help students to get a better handle on the metric system.
Hi, one of the things I've noticed students really struggle with is the metric system. If you hand a student a ruler and ask them to measure something in centimeters, they could just as easily use the inch scale as the centimeter scale and have no idea which one was which. So I used to have my students learn a little cue using their own bodies to remind them how big is a centimeter. A centimeter is about the width of your little finger. So if I know that the width of my little finger is about a centimeter, I can lay my little finger down on top of that ruler and see which scale fits my little finger, the centimeter scale or the inch scale. The inch scale's way too big for my little finger. Inches are larger than centimeters. I would have my students check the ruler with their little finger before they made a measurement, and then I'd know that they were using the metric system. So if we can think about things like that in terms of understanding the metric system, it'll help us with other measurements. Another activity I would have my students do is try and find the length of their own stride in centimeters. This often turned out to be a hilarious exercise because the students would try things like taking one step and measuring it and then saying, "That's the length of my stride." Well, how normal is one step, starting from a zero point and just ending abruptly? It gave us a wonderful opportunity to talk about experimental design and how many trials you might need and how you might want to do a repeated experiment and maybe take 10 steps and divide the length by 10. We spent 3 days trying to find the length of our stride before we could find it with confidence. But after all those experimental errors and the opportunities to make better and better measurements, my students had a pretty good idea of the length of their stride. Then we could use that when we were measuring long distances. I know for myself, my stride is 75 centimeters. Whenever I'm with a group of teachers and we need to find a distance measurement, I always say, "Oh, I can pace it out. My stride is 75 centimeters." People are very surprised that I know these kinds of numbers, and they're really valuable to have. I know that my arm is 60 centimeters long. There's a great activity I learned from my colleague and my boss, Linda Shore, the director of the Teacher Institute. I know that if I extend my arm so that my elbow's perfectly straight, and if I can just block out some object in the distance with my little finger, remember, my little finger is 1 centimeter wide. If I can block out something with my little finger, I can tell you with confidence that it is 60 times further away from me than it is tall. Think about it. If I turn my hand sideways, the width of my little finger is now a height. The length of my arm from my little finger to my shoulder, which is right even with my eye, is 60 centimeters. So I have a triangle here with a base of 1 centimeter, a vertex at my eye, and a height of 60 centimeters. That means anything I can just block out with my little finger is 60 times further away from me than it is tall. Linda calls this the handy measuring tool, and I've used it a lot in my life, not just teaching. So knowing a lot of these metric numbers about myself has helped me understand more things in the world. There was a teacher here one summer who had such a fantastic idea. He was a physics teacher, and if you know who you are and you're listening to this, maybe you could tell us and we can amend this podcast. And he talked about how he had his students make a physics ID card at the beginning of the school year. Through a variety of experiments, he would have his students find the length of their stride, for example, find their weight in newtons, find their mass in kilograms, find their height in centimeters, all these numbers that we want students to be familiar with, all these measurements that we want students to have more confidence about using. He would have the students do a variety of experiments to find all these things about themselves, and then on his computer, he would make a little identification card and laminate it and give it to the students so that they could carry it around with them during the school year. And whenever he did other experiments that related to some of these measurements, the kids would have something to relate it to, something physical about themselves that they could relate it to. I thought that was such a great idea. So if you can find a couple of those metric measurements that you always carry around with you, for example, the length of your stride, or knowing that your little finger is 1 centimeter wide, you're going to be able to measure a lot more things without a ruler and be confident that your measurements are fairly accurate. It's a great way to understand the world.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.